Tedairoa McMillan's best moment of the week was a catch he didn't make, a one-handed attempt on a high Bryce Young throw in a low red zone drill Thursday, broken up at the last instant by rookie safety Zachy Wheatley, who knocked the ball away and shoved him out of bounds, per Cassidy Hill at Panthers.com. That is camp in miniature for McMillan right now, high difficulty reps against a defense that keeps making him earn everything. The June read, briefly, since it frames the whole season. McMillan's rookie year was genuinely elite on usage, a 26% target share, a 46% air yard share, 70 catches for 1,014 yards and 7 touchdowns, and offensive rookie of the year. We said the role and the talent were the floor, but that big second-year jumps from good rookies are rarer than assumed, that his drop rate was a real flaw, and that his ceiling is gated by Bryce Young's accuracy. A young leap unlocks him. A young plateau caps him near his rookie level. This week added texture, not data. He was not mentioned in the coverage of Saturday's game at Buffalo, so there is no usage to read. What the beat did document is the daily rivalry with cornerbacks J.C. Horn and Mike Jackson, which Dave Canales endorsed. It is what makes us. It is how we improve our football. Guys bringing their best every day, per Hill at Panthers.com. Meanwhile, the one thing we could see Saturday cut the other way. Young's three first-team series all ended in three and outs behind a patchwork line, a reminder of exactly which variable owns McMillan's ceiling. Does the June read hold? Unchanged. The talent and the competitiveness look like June said they would, and the quarterback question looks like June said it would too. Nothing has moved. Two things for next week: McMillan's routes and targets in the next preseason game, and whether Young's protection stabilizes when the starting guards return. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.